From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Today on Let the Bible Speak, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message from the book of Joshua entitled, The Curse of Rebuilding What God Has Cursed. In chapter 6, verse 26, God placed a curse upon anyone who would rebuild the city of Jericho after its destruction. The price for such disobedience would be the deaths of his firstborn and of his youngest son, a penalty which was realized during the reign of King Ahab. In applying the teaching of this passage to present-day religious conditions, Dr. Cairns first presented the reasons for God's curse upon Jericho. Then he showed how this is paralleled in the apostasy which is rampant in the church today. Dr. Cairns then began gleaning some theological lessons from God's curse. God has not changed. The passage of time has no effect upon God's word. What he has declared will inevitably come to pass. What God has cursed should have no place in the life of the individual, the nation, or the church. Yet there is grace for those who repent, for God's grace is as real as his curse. Among the practical lessons found in this narrative is the truth that God's blessing is upon those who trust him, even as his curse is upon those who disobey him. In this age, as in the past, it's important to employ God's methods of building his work, not the world's. God's blessing is upon those who obey his word, even when that obedience seems unreasonable. Before Dr. Cairns brings the conclusion of this message, please enjoy this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon.
Psalm 97 and verse 10. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Thou hast good reason to hate evil, for only consider what harm it has already wrought thee. Oh, what a world of mischief sin has brought into thy heart! Sin blinded thee so that thou couldst not see the beauty of the Savior. It made thee deaf so that thou couldst not hear the Redeemer's tender invitations. Sin turned thy feet into the way of death, and poured poison into the very fountain of thy being. It tainted thy heart, and made it deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Oh, what a creature thou wast, when evil had done its utmost with thee, before divine grace interposed! Thou wast an heir of wrath, even as others. Thou didst run with the multitude to do evil. Such were all of us. But Paul reminds us, But ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. We have good reason indeed for hating evil, when we look back and trace its deadly workings. Such mischief did evil do us, that our souls would have been lost had not omnipotent love interfered to redeem us. Even now it is an active enemy, ever watching to do us hurt and drag us to perdition. Therefore hate evil, O Christians, unless you desire trouble. If you would strew your path with thorns and plant nettles in your death pillow, then neglect to hate evil. But if you would live a happy life and die a peaceful death, then walk in all the ways of holiness, hating evil even unto the end. If you truly love your Savior and would honor him, then hate evil. We know of no cure for the love of evil in a Christian like abundant intercourse with the Lord Jesus. Dwell much with him, and it is impossible for you to be at peace with sin. Order my footsteps by thy word, and make my heart sincere. Let sin have no dominion, Lord, but keep my conscience clear.
Thank you.
The selection you have just heard is part of a CD entitled Our Song of Praise, featuring the piano artistry and arrangements of Joan J. Pinkston, who serves as pianist at Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. For over 40 years, Joan has taught music theory, hymn playing, and composition to thousands of Christian young people at Bob Jones University. During that time, she has sought to instill in them a Christ-centered view of sacred music. Joan's philosophy of sacred music is summed up in her words, "There is really no such thing as sacred music without words. It is the Word of God that draws a Christian closer to Christ. Only when biblical thoughts are expressed in words, as with a psalm, a hymn, or a spiritual song, can any music be considered sacred. When the message of the words and the impact of the music are in harmony, the greatest communication takes place," unquote, Joan Pinkston. Our Song of Praise features 13 of Joan's arrangements of such favorite hymns as Jesus Paid It All, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name, and Be Thou My Vision. These sensitive renditions are sure to bring blessing to your heart and mind each time you listen to them. Copies of Our Song of Praise may be obtained from Faith Free Presbyterian Church. The price is $15 per CD, which includes postage and handling. Simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Contact us today for your copy of Our Song of Praise.
The price of ignoring God's word is enormous. I think of the words of Moses in Deuteronomy 11, 26, and then verse 28. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. The blessings if you obey, and then verse 28, a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. God's curse is on disobedience. Woe to the wicked, said Isaiah. It shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hand shall be given him. Woe to the wicked who disobeys the word of God. Let me tell you this morning, my friend, there is a blessing and there is a curse before every man. There's a blessing and a curse before every church. There's a blessing and a curse before you and me. There's a blessing in trusting. There's a blessing in obeying. There's a blessing in living for the Lord Jesus. But oh, who can tell the woe and the heartache and the misery and the loss of those who walk in disobedience to their God. We learn that we should reject not only disobedience, but any method of building the work of God that does not have God's blessing and the authority of His Word. When I looked at this text, and then I thought of Hiel the Bethelite, I recognized there are many things that appear to be constructive in the work of God that are really destructive. Now, that opens up a can of worms. This is one of those cases, if we had time, that I could very easily do a Spurgeon, at least a Spurgeon's grandfather, and sit down and call Reggie up and say, you carry on from here for a while. You think, and I say that because he has studied the various intricacies of many of these things in modern American church life and history. But you think of this. The things that appear to be constructive, the plans and the schemes that people have come up with for church growth. I mean, these are coming across my desk almost every day. Most of them, I have to be honest, don't get opened. They just go straight into the waste bin. You can tell by the envelope. Another plan for church growth. I told you a while ago of the great seeker-sensitive plan. How do you fill your church? Well, you go around the district and you ask all the people who are not going to church, why do you not go to church? What is it you could find in church that would make you want to come to church? If it's a rock concert, well, then have a rock concert and you'll get them in. If it's to have a play on a Sunday morning instead of a preacher, well, then we'll have a play. If, as one big church in Texas found out, it was to have a shopping mall, a beauty parlor, a bowling alley, and all the rest of it, and nothing more than a 10-minute sermonette, then let's go that way. All the plans that masquerade as being constructive, but in reality they're destructive. Hiel the Bethelite could have given many so-called good reasons for his action in rebuilding the fortifications of Jericho. He could have given you military reasons. He could have given you social reasons. He could have given you economic reasons. He could have cited many reasons for rebuilding the walls of Jericho. It was constructive. He was undoubtedly, I have no doubt, in the days of Ahab, he was a man of stature. He was a man to be praised and lauded. He was a man of vision. He was a man who was cutting away the trammels of the past, and he was going out into the brave, bold new future. But in reality, he was destroying the work. And I want to tell you, we need to be careful about anything that would apparently build the work of God apart from the Word of God. What the Lord said of Edom could be said of all who do such things. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Malachi 1 verse 4, they shall build, but I will throw down. They shall call them the border of wickedness, and the people against whom the Lord hath indignation forever. They say, we're going to build. God says, it's only pulling down. All that we would recognize, and all that we would take it very seriously, that only that which is biblical is truly constructive. The way to build your life, the way to build your home, the way to build your business, the way to build your church is in absolute obedience to the Word of God. Anything else will be destructive. And then there's one final practical lesson, and I can be brief with this because I have covered it somewhat right at the beginning, but I want to leave it with you as a startling warning. We should see apostasy for what it really is. It's a threat to the family. Hiel damned his family by his apostasy. That was the curse of God in Joshua 6:26. Cursed be the man before the Lord that rises up and builds the city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation thereof in his firstborn, and in his youngest shall he set up the gates of it. They'll be wiped out. Apostasy is a threat to the family. It's a threat to the church, and it's a threat to the nation. And yet most churches today are blithely unaware of the existence of apostasy. I am amazed at the number of evangelical people who glibly say we're living in great days, we're having great revivals, we're seeing great things, and my, they are so full of the great movements of the Spirit as they hold them to be. These movements of the Spirit, so-called, go hand in hand with the most wicked and abominable of practices. They go hand in hand with the most serious deviations from Christian doctrine. They go hand in hand with the most unbiblical ecumenical apostasy. They are not movements of the Spirit. They are the rebuilding of the walls of Jericho. They bring the curse of God. We need to recognize and dread apostasy for what it really is. It's cursing the families, the churches, and the nation. The fear of the Lord is, first of all, clean. Our text is a text that is built on the fear of the Lord. The refusal to build the walls of Jericho flew in the face of all the wisdom of the military men and of the economists and everybody else, the politicians, the lot of them. But that refusal stood because of the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is clean. Oh, that we would recapture that. That we would stand, and in our individual lives and in our church life, and as much as God enables us, therefore, through our influence in the national life, oh, that we would stand in the fear of our God, and we would recognize the curse of rebuilding what God has condemned. There's a better way to build. What is good is what the Lord has showed to His people. What is it? To do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with God, to build biblically, to live biblically, to obey our God to the full, and as we trust Him, to enter in to the fullness of His blessing. May the Lord take His word today and apply it with clarity and with power to all our hearts for His name's sake. Let's all pray. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. There'll be a little space of time between this and the service to follow. And those who must leave will have opportunity to do so. Then we reconvene to meet around the Lord's table in His own divinely instituted fashion. Let me ask you today before we leave, are you making the mistake of Cain, seeking to save your soul by building upon what God has cursed? You'll not be saved that way. You can only be saved through Christ. Let me ask you if you're one of those whose life has come under the curse of sin, and you feel that curse today, and you feel the misery of your sin, let me tell you there's grace. The Christ who entered Jericho to save Zacchaeus is able to save you. I'd love to help you to Christ. I invite you to come and have a word with me, and let the others leave. Let me take time to open the Scriptures and point you to the Savior. And if you're a Christian, let's learn, and I trust you'll go from this house learning today the absolute necessity of submission to the will and word of our God. For His blessing is upon those who trust Him. Lord, bless Thy word to every heart, we pray. And after the feeble voice of man is silent, Lord, speak on to every soul. We pray that Thou wilt not let one soul go out of this meeting still in the religion of Cain, but Lord, bring the lost to the Savior. I would thank Thee for Him who entered the city of the curse to save sinners under the curse and bring them to salvation. Lord, we pray that Thou wilt save the lost today. And we ask Thee that Thou wilt strengthen us to recognize and to oppose the great apostasy of the last days. Lord, we confess that such apostasy is deepening on every hand. Ecumenical apostasy, modernistic apostasy, that which ignores and defies God's Word, that which would despise God's work of grace in Jesus Christ. Oh, we pray that Thou wilt give us grace to take our stand, and having done all, to be found still standing. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.